This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. They were on my show back in March 2018. We're talking about Nuggle, Inc. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol NUGL. And with us today is the technical engineer of the software program, CJ Maloney. CJ, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, good. Hey, give my listeners a little bit about statement of who you guys are and what you're trying to do out there.
So we basically built an application that addresses every type of business in the 420 sector. And the businesses range from services such as a CPA, a real estate agent. We cover all the storefronts such as dispensaries and hydro stores. And we really are focusing on brands. And a brand could range from a vape pen coming out or a certain strain of marijuana. And what we're seeing is as the industry is becoming more sophisticated and it's evolving, people and users are looking for that level of sophistication. They don't want to just find a marijuana or a store that sells it. They want to find a certain strain or brand of marijuana. And it's just a natural step in evolution. So we've built profiles that address all these types of companies. And it's good because it gives brands and services the ability to network on the back end, and a brand could start setting up distribution and start making connections with dispensaries. A type of nutrients can start making connections with hydro stores or grow houses, and services can start making connections to people that need it. What's even more important, this also is a value add to the user because they can find more things online and in a more detailed way. So it's a win-win on both ends.
Absolutely. So how have things been going since the launch of the company, and where are you guys at, and what are the next steps for you guys to actually start monetizing and bringing money on the books?
So we've been building out the software in phases. It's just a massive application, and we're rolling out new features every week, and the software is getting better and better. We're getting great feedback from the community, and we started marketing about 2 months ago. Doing A/B testing. And as we kind of hone down the marketing campaigns, we're breaking into the market very methodically. We're setting up dispensaries, and now we're gaining users. Now we're attracting brands and services. We're putting some strategic alliances together with various magazines and workspace centers. So it's going good. And we're growing every day. We're getting signups every day. And the feedback that we get, we're writing code every day. So we're really happy with it. But, you know, we're not trying to do things on a whim, if you will. We're being very methodical. We're in this for the long haul. And things are going great.
Go ahead.
I think we're probably going to start monetizing the business shortly. And, you know, with software, it's a funny thing. Sometimes it's better to charge 5 million eyeballs later than 500 eyeballs today.
Yes.
So, you know, we look at the analytics of the software every day. It's growing. We're pleased with what we see. And, you know, because we're getting such good feedback from the cannabis community, it's really making the software work better than even we imagined. And especially on the B2B networking tool, it's working amazing. So we'll probably start running just general advertising, you know, within the next 30 days, and then start expanding on top of that.
What is the best and most used feature of your software?
Well, right now what we're finding is people really like the profiles because they cover a lot of ground. It almost alleviates the need for a company to have a website. And so as we're getting these different types of profiles set up, whether it's a brand, a service, or a storefront, the next trick, if you will, is we're teaching the community how to use the back end of the software. And to be quite frank with you, it simply doesn't exist in the cannabis space. So the challenge is, you know, always marketing and gaining those eyeballs. And then the second challenge that we are doing pretty well with is really educating people. And, you know, we're doing things such as holding seminars, joining meetups, and really teaching these brands how to become more sophisticated and market their product and bring it to market. And a lot of the things that they can do in the industry, they simply can do in the software.
You've been listening to CJ Maloney. He is the consultant for the company, also the technical engineer for their application. You can find him on the OTC market under the ticker symbol NUGL. What can people expect over the next 3 months or 3 years from your company, and what makes your company a little bit better or different, if you will, other than the competition?
Well, over the next 3 months, and I keep saying this, but we think the next 3 months are going to be the most exciting 3 months that we've had to date. And that's been true for every 3 months. But we are going to start cranking up the marketing, and we have amazing features coming out, like a menu of services and products that can be shared amongst profiles. That has never been done in any industry that I'm aware of, especially in the cannabis space. As far as our competition, and we have a lot of the same features as some of the big boys out there, but we've really expanded and brought it to a whole new level. And, you know, with the B2B application that we offer on the back end in the cannabis space, we really don't have any competition yet. And I would imagine that will change. So I think over the next 3 years, you know, now that the software is built and getting better, it's going to be a matter of how much of the market we grab and staying relevant in the market and becoming a value add for cannabis professionals.
Is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon, CJ, that you would like to illustrate to my listeners before I let you go?
You know, not offhand. I mean, there's so much to talk about, but, you know, we have a great team. We're really excited about the future, and, you know, we're really building this platform based on the input we're getting back from the community. So it should only get better, and it's been a blast. We're really excited.
I want to thank you for coming on the show today. Hopefully you'll come back on in 40 or 50 days. Give us an update on your new application, your new software program. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.